Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcasts on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. All this week, we continue with our last full week of our study of Bible doctrine. It will end next Monday. But now this week, we discuss the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. A very interesting look at prophecy. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's hear Jesus, Thy Boundless Love for Me. And then Dr. Green.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Father, in the name of Jesus, direct us as we study today. And may thy will be done, and may believers be blessed, and unbelievers be stirred and convicted and born again. In Jesus' name, amen. In Revelation 21, 1 and 2, we have a new heaven, a new earth, and the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Let me read it. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now get that picture. And I, John, saw the holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So we have here three new things: new heaven, a new earth, the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Now notice that. New heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. The word new precedes all three: earth, heaven, Jerusalem. Now, I realize that there are many people who do not agree with what I preach and other fundamental ministers preach about the kingdom and the eternal kingdom that is the millennium will merge into the eternal kingdom, and there will be no end to that kingdom. Now listen, in Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Now, I believe that is speaking of the millennium in that hour. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, here's the verse I want you to see. I'm reading Isaiah 9:6-7. This is verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. Note, throne of David, David's kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment, justice, henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And of course, he's the only one that can perform this. Now let me point out five things God promised his elect nation. Now please notice, I said his elect nation. Well now, I think I ought to read one more verse before I point out these five things. And I'm turning to it. I did not intend to use these particular scriptures. I always have a paper clip where I'm going to read, but I'm turning now to Luke 1. And Gabriel went to Mary and announced to her that she would be the mother of God's son, and she couldn't understand it. And behold, this is verse 31, Luke 1:31. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for 1,000 years. No, sir. No, sir. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Now, he'll reign for 1,000 years. That's the millennium. Then after the millennium, the great white throne judgment, Satan will be loosed a little season. We learned that. And then there will be the battle of Gog and Magog, and fire will come down from God out of heaven and devour them. And then the kingdom of heaven will merge into the kingdom of God, and that kingdom will be forever. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. There will be an end to the millennium. That is, it'll run 1,000 years, and that's the end. Then Satan will be loosed a little season. And then after that little season and the great white throne judgment, then the kingdom of God will fill all creation. Of course, I'm pointing out the new earth, the new heaven, and the new city. But I'm talking about Israel primarily now. And in Isaiah 9:6-7, God promised his elect nation, the seed of Abraham. God promised them a nation forever, a land forever, a king forever, a throne forever, and a kingdom forever. Now there are some people, and I've received a few letters, and when I say a few, comparatively speaking, I have received a very few. But there are some people who think it is absolutely absurd for me to teach that and preach. And of course, I'm not the only one. Thousands of fundamental preachers do. To preach that the nation Israel will occupy this earth. And that they are an earthly people with earthly promises and blessings, and these blessings will continue not only through the millennium, but into the new earth and throughout eternity. God promised a nation, a land, a king, a throne, and a kingdom. And God will keep every promise that he made to faithful Abraham. God will never break one promise spoken. Now, let me point this out. The nation Israel is, and I say is because the nation still exists, never has ceased to exist. There has been a remnant. There has always been a remnant. Sometimes a very small remnant, but a remnant. Now, the nation Israel is a nation with whom God made covenants. God dealt with the nation by means of covenants. First, of course, now, God is a God of covenants. I'm pointing out, the very first was with Adam, and then with Noah, and then Abraham, of course, who became the father, who was the father of the faithful Moses, David. And, of course, the covenants find their conclusion in the New Testament, of which Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the child promised to Mary, the child that Isaiah said is born 700 years before it happened. Unto us a child is born, present tense. But it occurred about 700 years later. Now, he, that is, Jesus, will be the mediator of the new covenant. Now, I'm going to give you, as time allows, the scriptures for what I've just said, and I want you to follow me closely. Now, first of all, God made a covenant with Abraham. Now, we're dealing with Israel now. I'm not going back to Noah. I'm not going back there and to Adam and to Noah, but I'm beginning with Abraham. God made a covenant with Abraham, and we find that covenant recorded in Genesis chapter 12. And, of course, many of you are very familiar with the scripture where God called Abraham out from his kindred and his country. And God made a covenant with Abraham. And I'm going to read it to you. That is part of it. I can't read all of it, but I'll read part of it. Now, the Lord God said unto Abram. Now, this is in Genesis 12, 1. Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. Now, God simply said, get up and get out. Don't ask any questions. I'll show you where you're going. I'll show you. You just obey, and I'll take care of the rest. And I will make thee a great nation. Now watch this. Abraham, you get out of your country and kinfolks, leave your kinfolks, and I'll make you a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed or blessed. Now that is the covenant that God made with Abraham. So, God kept his covenant, but it has never been completely and entirely fulfilled in every detail. That is, some of the ground and some of the promises made to Abraham have never been fulfilled. But God will fulfill every promise spoken, every promise made will be literally fulfilled in the fullness of time. God has a blueprint. God has a blueprint that is infallible, irrevocable, and indestructible. It cannot be destroyed. And God will keep every promise that he made to Abraham. So let me read these verses one more time, and then we'll move on. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house. Now that's the part that Abraham must obey. Then God said, unto a land, I will show thee. You see, Abraham was called upon by Almighty God, we would say today, to pack his bag and start traveling, and he did not have any assurance of the place that he would arrive and remain only he had the word of God, I'll show thee. Now, that's faith. Abraham is the father of faith. I mean by that, he is the man that exercised faith in God without seeing. He had God's word, and that's all he needed. Now, some of you, dear people, need to take this, because some of you have begged God to save you. You begged God and begged God and begged God to save you. And you say, Brother Green, I'm not saved. Well, I can assure you it's not God's fault. I can assure you that it is not God's fault. If you have asked God to save you and you're not saved, you have no one to blame but yourself. God has kept his promise, and God will. You don't need to see anything. You don't need to feel anything. You don't need to touch anything. You don't need to hear anything except the gospel of the saving grace of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Abraham, you get up and get out, and I'll show you, and I'll make you. And I'll bless you. And I'll bless everybody that blesses you, and I'll curse those that curse you. So that is the covenant that God made with Abraham. Now, this was an unconditional covenant. And this covenant rested entirely and completely in the intention and the integrity of Almighty God. The covenant that God made with Abraham depended upon God's intention and integrity. Now, if God does not keep his promise to Father Abraham, then God can't be the God that I read about in the Bible, because our God is a holy God. Our God cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18, Titus 1:2. God cannot lie. So, God said, Abraham, and of course in chapter 15, of Genesis, and I can't go into that because we could spend a month right here. We could spend one solid month every day of the week right here if I stayed here and tried to exhaust the covenant that God made with Abraham. I can't, but you'll find the actual borders named, the rivers and the piece of ground that God promised Abraham. I'd like for you to read Genesis 12, all of it, and God promised seed. Read Genesis 13, and God promised a sphere. Read Genesis 15, and God promised a son. Seed, a sphere, or a plot of ground, and then a son. All right? Now, God made a covenant with Moses, and even though we may not finish the study of the covenant that God made with Moses, I would like to give you just a little bit of it on today's broadcast, and then if we do not finish, we'll finish on the next broadcast. Now, it's in Exodus 20 and verse 1, God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which I brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, let me say, before I read a little more scripture, the covenant that God made with Abraham depended, it was unconditional. Now listen, unconditional. God said, you get up and get out, and I will. Get up and get out, and I will. The only thing that Abraham was called upon to do was to obey to the point of leaving his land and relatives. Unconditional. And the fulfillment rested entirely upon God's intention and God's integrity. Now, the covenant with Moses in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 31, if you'll read all of that, verses 1 and following, rather. Now, this was a conditional covenant. The covenant with Moses was definitely a conditional covenant. Now, what do I mean by that? The benefits received by the Israelites depended upon their keeping the Mosaic law. Now, I won't have time to read it today, but you read Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. Maybe we ought to read that. I shouldn't hurry. I should have, because some of you folks may not be alive tomorrow, and I may not be alive tomorrow. Now, listen. That's Exodus 19, And I'll read beginning with verse 5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. Are you listening? If ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, all the earth. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. I want these words to burn their way into your mind and heart. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. And then he thundered out, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or earth above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy on the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now that's the beginning of the covenant that God made with Moses. So that covenant was conditional. We'll continue this. It's interesting. It is most interesting, and it will be most profitable if you'll stay with us and pray and follow the word of God. God made a covenant with Abraham, unconditional. God made a covenant with Moses, conditional. And God has a right to do it. Remember, God is God, and God Almighty created all things, and the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and God has a right, a perfect right, to do what God desires to do, to bring honor and glory to his name and to bring in the eternal kingdom of righteousness. Now, if you're born again, you'll be one to reign with him. If you're not, you'll be screaming in hell for a drop of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, for his sake, honor, and glory, I beseech thee, O God, save many souls today, especially that soul that's nearest hell, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to let you know that we are now in the third and final week of our Gift Offer Z. Now, Gift Offer Z has been well received, and I want to thank all of you who call in or email us and tell us thank you for that great offer, that you have received it and are enjoying it. That gives us such pleasure and in our hearts to know that what we are sending you is being read and understood and applied by our great, great listeners. So thank you to all who have already ordered Gift Offer Z. Now, Gift Offer Z, the last letter in the alphabet, contains two books by Dr. Green, as well as a beautiful musical CD by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and five copies of one of our soul-winning books that is really, really needed right now for the unsaved. And all of this is available to you if you simply ask for Gift Offer Z and send the donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Please send more if you can. If you can send $20, $25, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I urge you to do so, because your donations keep this program on the air. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for Gift Offer Z, the last letter in the alphabet, I'm going to send you first a book by my father entitled The Mind. It is 80 pages long, a softback book, a detailed and deep study of how the devil attacks our minds to try to turn our minds away from God and how the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and minds if we let Him. Then we have a book by Dr. Green also entitled Rightly Dividing the Word, 124 pages long, a perfect bound book. It contains the first study, Rightly Dividing the Word, and seven other studies in God's Word, and we learn how to rightly divide the Word. Then we have five copies of the soul-winning booklet, Millions Missing. The title has millions missing, wives, husbands, children, and so on. And finally, Under His Wings, a beautiful CD of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, 14 songs in all, such as It Is Well With My Soul, At the Cross, Amazing Grace, and so on. So to get both books, the CD, and the soul-winning booklets, just ask for Gift Offer Z and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.